I see another thing about his life. When in verse 48, his mother and asked him, "Why, son, why have you treated us like this? We've been searching for you all this time." And look at his answer. "Why were you looking for me? You thought you'd find me on the playground? Haven't you seen me all these years? Didn't you know this, that I had to be in my father's house? Or I had to be about my father's business?" So, two translations possible. So that's the second thing I see about Jesus that pleased the Father. He longed to be in the Father's house and to be interested in the things of the Father at a very young age. A lot of people would rather be watching television or be in a cinema house. Or didn't you know that you'd find me in the cinema theater? Or didn't you know you'd find me in some restaurant having a good time? But for Jesus, it was, where did you expect to find me? In my father's house, about my father's business. And at a young age, that interest in the things of God, not just in the Word of God, but in God's work. And he wasn't a preacher. He wasn't going around ministering. But he was interested in the things of the Father. He was interested. Today, God's house is with God's people. He was interested to be with God's people more than he was with all his worldly friends. I'm sure there were a lot of worldly boys there in Nazareth and around there in those days, just like today, who had their dirty jokes. And do you think dirty jokes are only in the 20th century? You think there were no dirty jokes in the first century? Sure. Or all the bad habits that young people have today, they had it in the first century too. But there was a certain type of people Jesus associated himself with. That's what he says to his, "Haven't you seen me all these years, Mom? Where do you expect to find me? In my father's house." That is the way we must bring up our children. Our children must love the church and the people in the church more than any other young people of their age. That is my longing from the time my children were small. They must love the young people in the church more than anybody else. So that even when they come from their college on a vacation, they want to be with the young people in the church and not with all their worldly friends. Are you training your children that way? If you love the church yourself, you'll do it. But if you love the restaurants and movie theaters, that's where you'll take your children. That's where they'll be interested in. There are a lot of dangers when we have a lot of money. I'll tell you that. One of the blessings that was ours when our children were small was my wife and I didn't have much money then. We couldn't ever afford to go to a restaurant. Of course, cinema theater is out of the question, not just because of money, because we were completely against it. Where do I want to take my children? I'll take them where I myself want to go. Is fellowship with the brothers and sisters in CFC just a Sunday morning affair for you? And the rest of the time, this is an obligation, like children have to go to school. So this is, I have to go. Sunday, I have to go. Or is it something you love to be with God's people? You love to be in, like it says in the margin, the things of my Father. I'm interested in that. And you don't have to be very old to be there. Jesus was like that at the age of 12. This is where I say, if you haven't seen clearly that Jesus came in the flesh, you'll always at the back of your mind, you'll say, no, that's because he was God. That's exactly what the devil wants you to say. Oh, that's because he was God. And so my children can't be like that at the age of 12. Sorry. You have not seen this mystery of godliness, that Jesus came in the flesh. Once you see it, you'll realize he was exactly like us. He was like us as a baby. He was like us when he was 5 years old. He was like us when he was 10 years old. He was like us when he was 10 years old. And your children can be like that if we train them right. So, and that's a good foundation you can lay with your children, so that when they grow up, they also have this ambition to be pleasing to the Father. So to know the scriptures, and then to be in the Father's house and the Father's business, that's the second thing, that even though we are not engaged in any ministry, you see, as I said, Jesus was not engaged in any ministry or preaching or anything, but yet he was interested in things concerning the Lord's work, the Father's business. So even if you're not in, you don't have a gift for any ministry, or you don't have a gift to preach, you don't have a gift to even sing or anything, I want to ask you a question. How much are you interested in the spread of God's word, which has blessed you so much in this country? That's the Father's business. You know, if a responsible son, his father was a businessman who was trying to spread his stores in other parts of the country, a responsible son would say, "Dad, how are things going? I mean, is our business prospering? Are you able to expand our business?" Irresponsible son will only say, "Dad, can you get me some toys or chocolates?" Or so that's another thing I see about Jesus. He was interested, even though he was not preaching, he was not casting out demons, he was not healing the sick, he was interested in things of the Father. You don't have to have any gift, but you can have an interest in wanting to know, how is the work of the Lord spreading in this land of India where I am, or at least, don't think of the land of India, at least, how is the work of CFC spreading in different places? Do you have an interest to find out? I'm not trying to bring anybody under condemnation. I'm just saying that if we refocus our interests on some things that concern God, you would know whether you're a spiritual person or not. I'm just trying to look at the life of Jesus. Because as I said, "Dad, can you say about me, this is my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased?" If you have that longing, if you don't start with that longing, you won't be interested in anything I'm saying here. But if you start with that longing, "My Heavenly Father, can you say about me, you're my beloved child in whom I'm well pleased." If that's your longing, it is mine. And that was Paul's. My ambition is to please the Father.